everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. I want to talk a little bit about my rights versus your rights. Relentless, you had said that you are most times you're more offended by free speech than you are political correctness. And I wanted to talk a little bit about political correctness versus common courtesy or respect for other people. Political correctness is based on fear. The fear of not being seen as being respectful to or of other people. Common courtesy or respect is something that comes out of myself. It's not based on fear. It's something I generate for other people. I'm not respectful of other people because of how I'm afraid I will be seen. I am respectful as a personal choice. And, well, the height of personal responsibility and accountability is living to your own standards, regardless of the standards to which others choose to live. With freedoms comes responsibility. So with freedom of speech comes the responsibility of exercising it to my own standards, which I choose, regardless of the standards that others choose. And others don't always choose standards that I do or that won't offend. Even I choose standards that offend. You know, like Sophronia said, we are going to be offended, and it's okay to be offended, and it's okay to not like those people or to have negative judgments on people who are exercising their freedom of speech in a way that we would not or that don't meet our standards. But the height of accountability then is living by my own standards regardless of what anybody else does. And I mean regardless. Accountability is a really neat thing in that I can only hold myself accountable. Accountability is for me. I don't hold other people accountable. Well, except for maybe a government. But just as far as getting along with other people in the world, my accountability is for me and it's generated by me. I say, I'm going to be accountable. You know, it's like this torture thing. Some people say, well, other countries torture us. Why don't we torture? Well, we have certain standards that should not change based on other people's actions. And that's how I am down to the personal level. I have certain standards that do not change based on other people's actions or standards. I hope I'm rambling too much. So I just wanted to point out that even though we have freedoms, we have to use them responsibly. And I am the only one that can decide how to use my freedoms. And I am the only one that can decide what is responsible. So I can't hold other people accountable to my standards because all of our standards are different. So we are going to run across people who offend us. Okay, moving along. I really liked your last couple of podcasts, Relentless. I listened to them last night and had a lot of thoughts going on in my head, and I took some notes on a napkin. Regarding the subject of political correctness as a conspiracy, this thought came to me while I was listening to one of your podcasts, and I'm not sure how well I can explain it, but I'm going to try. You know, as we go from being Mrs. or Miss to being Ms. And as we go from being chairman or chairwoman to being chairperson, and instead of calling people very different ethnic names, such as Black, Mexican, Indian, Arab, we've gone to African American, Mexican American, Native American, Arab American. We are losing our individuality and pulling everyone under an umbrella of sameness. In other words, the distinctions that used to make us individual and define our identities are being swept away and replaced with more common names that we can all share. Now, on the surface, this sounds like a good thing. in a we are the world kind of way. Because it would seem to portray us as all alike, and therefore we can be more tolerant of each other. But I have this hypothesis that the more alike we pretend to be, the more we resent the fact that we are not celebrating our differences and we are not celebrating our individuality. And that makes us actually become less tolerant of others who are different because we feel that our individuality and our identity is unimportant. As Relentless alluded, I want to be known for who I am, not some politically correct phrase or word that mushes me in with everyone else. I'm a chairwoman, not a chairperson. Chairperson sounds so impersonal. You might as well be a chair. So getting back to the original political correctness as a conspiracy thought, this mushing us in of all together under one umbrella, our tolerance is actually gone down. On the surface, it looked like we would be more tolerant, but actually we have this drive to be an individual. I have a drive to be known as a woman, not a chair. And when it's not recognized, when my individuality is not recognized and appreciated and celebrated and acknowledged, you know, it kind of pisses me off. Why does a black person need to be called African American? They're not from Africa, and I'm talking about people who are born here in the United States. They're not from Africa, and I don't call myself Scotch-Irish American, or, you know, I would have to add a whole bunch in there, because Native American too. This bringing together of all the ethnic groups under one American umbrella, while appearing to be a good thing, is actually causing dissension. That's my hypothesis, anyway. So, I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening.